Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I am Lee Cantor, and today I am joined in the studio with Mike McDaniel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Lee. How are you?
Got a big show today. You're subbing for Amy.
I am. She's been very kind to let me come and take her spot for a little bit.
And so what do you got in store for us?
We have a great show today. We're going to interview two guests who are representatives of the Association for Corporate Growth, and that involves Catherine Morris. She's a tax partner with Smith & Howard, and Greg Cinnamon, who is a partner with Kilpatrick & Stockton.
Nice. So you want to tell us, are you a member of ACG?
I am, actually.
So what is ACG?
ACG is a national organization that has an Atlanta presence that is involved in the it's a large networking organization that promotes the growth of corporate business, and it's got a really diverse membership base that I'll let some of our guests tell us about.
All right. So who do you want to start with?
Why don't we start with Catherine?
All right.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. It's nice to have you. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your vision and perspective on the ACG and why you're involved?
Okay. Well, I've been involved for a while, and I think that to me, personally, the reason that I'm involved is because of the people. The people are just great. I mean, even though it's focused on business as well. And, you know, really, if you're going to be a part of the business in Atlanta, it's the best organization. It's the largest organization to be a part of. Our members include really a very wide range of people focusing on growth, whether it be organic or by deals, transactions, refinancings, and we have corporate providers and, you know, CFOs, C-level executives, business development people looking for businesses to acquire, as well as service providers to companies that are in that type of area. More importantly is the private equity sector. That's the majority of the companies that really are heavily involved.
Sounds like everybody's really connected in the community.
Yes.
How important has being a member been to your business?
Oh, it's been very important. As a tax partner, I get new business, and I bring in new business for the firm on transactions or even just, you know, to do an audit or do the tax return reporting.
Right. So how long did you say you were a member?
I think I've been a member about 7 years.
What was it like going into that first meeting?
Well, for me, I'm kind of unusual. It wasn't a hard thing. I just walked around and extended my hand, and it's very warm and welcoming environment. Everyone's there for the same thing,
right?
To network.
Sure.
And
but you've been a member of, I would imagine, several different networking groups over the years.
Right.
But this one you seem to, you know, kind of be or more involved
right.
in than the others. So I'm just trying to understand why that is.
Well, I think that when I walked in the room, I knew a lot of people, and so I immediately felt comfortable, and I felt like I didn't need to know those people.
Right, and you already knew them.
But they started introducing me to people. We have 500 members, over 500 members in Atlanta. We have 14,000 worldwide.
Wow.
So it's part of a bigger network, so you get a lot of benefits out of being a member.
So by being a member here in Atlanta, if I went to New York, could I go to meetings there? Or how
absolutely.
Does that
work? You are welcome to go.
Wow. And then do I have access to the whole member database if I wanted to network with them?
If you are not at one time, but you can certainly log on to our kind of intranet for ACG and access individual members that will help your business grow.
Wow. Have you utilized that?
I certainly do. I use it every week.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a hidden benefit then of the membership.
Right.
So you get access to a much larger group.
Yeah, we typically in the Atlanta area have about 20 events, and they range in size at different times. It might be a breakfast or a dinner or an all-day event. It really just depends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think some of my experience is that part of the reason why it's a great event to socialize in is that everybody is there as a kind of a professional networker. They're used to meeting and greeting and using their connections to further their business goals and objectives. So it's, you're not out of place there when you're trying to do that. Do you feel that way, Greg?
No, not at all. And I think that, you know, as Catherine has expressed, the terrific thing about this organization in particular is that if you do know somebody in a particular group, you literally, you know, attend a dinner event, a breakfast event, whatever it may be, and appear, show up in the room, you always know somebody in the room. And each of those people that you know, as again, because we're all there for the very same purpose, which is to promote our own business and one another's business. We routinely introduce people if we're standing around in a group talking about a particular topic. That person who's just joined the group is introduced, and you know, their affiliation is noted and invited to join the circle and actively participate. So it really is a terrific way to get to know people that are involved in the mergers and acquisitions, corporate transactions area, and organic growth as well, community in and around Atlanta. So it's it has proven for me to be a highly effective organization in terms of both business generation as well as just the psychic value that I derive personally from being involved with a group of folks that are you know, good people as well, right, as potentially good sources of business referrals or business in and of themselves.
Well, you mentioned some events. Can you share some of the events that they do throughout the year?
Sure. I think probably our longest standing event and perhaps our marquee event is the Capital Connection, which we do every year, last week or two of January, first week or two of February, depends upon the calendar. And what that particular event is it brings together capital sources, be they private equity groups, senior lenders, mezzanine lenders, and other types of investors, as a singular into a singular location. We've recently held at the Cobb Gallery, and we'll have it again at the Cobb Gallery next year. As a source of capital, it's a gathering of, I believe, Catherine, we had in the most recently concluded Capital Connection, we had over 80 private equity groups. 83 private equity and approximately 40 mm-hmm. investment banking groups as well, who were there to promote opportunities for one another. There were over 1,000 attendees. It's a day and a half event.
And deals get done.
Absolutely, deals get done. Relationships are made. I haven't seen one actually signed at the event yet.
But you're getting closer.
We hope to get closer, but so long as we can facilitate introductions and opportunities, we feel like we're serving the membership and serving the goals and the needs of the people that attend Capital Connection.
Can you track from your own business experience actual deals that have been born in that environment, either one of you?
Catherine?
Well, for me, one thing I should have said is that I enjoy being a member because when I could better serve my clients by taking them to a source for capital. And so I've done that many a time is, delivering them up as well as, it builds trust when you've worked with someone during a transaction heated moment. You really get to see people's character during those moments. And so then you want to work with that person again, and you end up being in the same area of business and doing deals and transactions, and you know how they move quickly and respond quickly. Because that's what it's all about.
Now, you started out as a member, and you've been different leadership roles in the group?
Yes, I have. I'm the immediate past president of ACG, and I did programs, awards, and a big event with Junior Achievement. I really spend a lot of time now with the relationship between Junior Achievement of Georgia and the Association for Corporate Growth. And there are different parties that really spend different time with different organizations to reach out and make a difference. I mean, let's face it, we are business leaders in the Atlanta area, and this is a great forum to step out and help other people and help our economy grow.
Greg, we forgot to ask you, what is your exact role in the organization at this point in time?
Currently, I am the executive vice president, and assuming the elections go well, will be the president of the organization effective July 1. That's what's on the slate at the moment.
Do you have those elections rigged?
It's just like Chicago. We're going to ask the dead to vote multiple times to stuff the ballot boxes.
Is that what it'll take to make you president?
Apparently it is, but we've decided to pull all the stops out this year to make that happen. It's vote early, vote often. And I'm also the chair of Georgia Fast 40, which is a new event that we first launched at ACG last year, and this will be the second year of ACG's involvement in the event, and that is coming up on Thursday, June the 30th of this year.
What is that event?
The Georgia Fast 40 is an event that is designed to honor and recognize the 40 fastest growing companies in the state of Georgia. The criteria for consideration are those companies that have revenues of between $15 and $500 million that have demonstrated a level of growth over the last, actually, three measurement years from 08, 09, 2010 in both revenue and employee growth. And as everyone will recall, we're coming out of the Great Recession, I believe, as we all call it, and we actually have some phenomenal stories.
I was going to ask you, have you had any trouble finding 40 fast companies at this point?
You know, ordinarily one might expect, coming off the crippling economy that we have all suffered through for the last several years, that there are companies who have been greatly successful in Georgia that have demonstrated, year-on-year compound growth. One of the potential award winners this year as high as 800% during that period of time, partially through acquisition, partially through organic growth, through product innovation, and just really hitting the market with a product and service that was in demand. And so there are some great stories. Georgia, I think, is lagging behind currently in jobs growth at 49 out of the 50 states. Yet there are still these terrific stories out there of revenue and jobs growth in Georgia, and that's what we intend to honor through the Georgia Fast 40 Awards.
Now, is the group, I know you're highlighting and spotlighting these people, but is there an opportunity to learn from these people? Does your organization give a forum to kind of share information, or is it primarily just networking?
Ordinarily, the awards this year, and we continue, as this is just ACG's second year involved with these particular awards, we continue to look at the format and consider how we can take the lessons that are learned from each of these award-winning companies and help the broader community understand what these companies have done to help grow. They will be featured in the there will be a special supplement in Georgia Trend Magazine to be published in July of this year that will feature each of our 40 award winners and discuss a little bit about the trends that we've seen and observed with respect to the growth and how they've done it the last two or three years, as well as individual commentary by certain of the award winners, and there will certainly be a profile for each of the companies. I think looking forward, we're trying to consider whether or not we could actually create a growth conference around the award winners to give them a greater forum to help teach some of the lessons that they have learned in terms of what they've done to ensure their growth, both in revenues and jobs.
They say that in times of turmoil, in chaos, there's opportunity, and I think a lot of these companies are demonstrating that, don't you think?
There's no question that these companies have shown a great deal of both grit and inspiration in achieving what they've achieved over the last 3 years, and you're quite right that necessity, if you will, is the mother of all invention, and these people have done that, and they are to be commended for the terrific job they've done for themselves, for their companies, for their employees, for all of their stakeholders, and for the community more broadly.
Catherine, could you tell us a little bit about some who the past winners of this event have been, or some of the any of the winners or the nominees?
Well, one that sticks out in my mind is SecureWorks, and I bring that one up because we are very focused on corporate transactions, right? And this year they were acquired by Dell Computer. It's just a phenomenal story, but they also last year were one of the winners. They grew a lot, and that's one. Secure America is another one that we honored last year, Purchasing Power. So, I can't remember the whole list of 40 companies, but these are companies that really reflect, as Greg says, the, leadership and the style that to grab that opportunity that they took advantage of.
Yeah, a couple that stick out in my mind as well. Last year, one of our award winners was a company called Suniva, which is it's a green technology company, solar power. Creating condensed and smaller solar panels, helping to deploy those more broadly, manufacturing here in Georgia. A lot of capital has been raised, both indigenous Georgia capital as well as capital from some of the leading venture capitalist name brand people that folks would recognize. AEA Investors, I believe. I believe that Kleiner Perkins, who is one of the, one of the investors, but who's widely recognized as a gold standard investor. Then you have a terrific story like Ryla, named after the founders, the first two initials of the founders' children, that's in the call center business, that has just grown leaps and bounds, taking advantage of the terrific telecommunications and IT backbone and other assets that the Atlanta and the broader Georgia community hold. And there, I can't recall the level of employment, but it's thousands of people that these guys have created jobs for and have, you know, just knocked it out of the park and done an outstanding job.
Mm-hmm. And how are these firms, do they self-select? Do they nominate themselves, or the people in the Atlanta area nominate them? How does that, how do you get chosen to be amongst the 40?
Well, we track who is growing, who's doing deals, et cetera. And it's pretty easy to pull down that data of who has grown from 2008 to 2010, looks like on the numbers, right? Or for employees, that's a lot easier, actually. But we do reach out to them. We invite them to nominate themselves because they have to give us information. And
sure,
a lot of these are private companies, right, and we want to honor that private, you know, protecting their privacy. They
right.
don't want their revenue to get out there. They don't mind the
right.
range. So we let them provide that financial information, and then we go out and we interview them, you know, and the executive explain what the purpose of identifying them is. Here's some phenomenal stories, and we gather those up together to use, you know, for future publications.
So they're not members necessarily of ACG?
No.
It has nothing to do with a membership base. It's anybody that's making something happen in the marketplace.
And it's this particular Fast 40 event, and which culminates in an event, but the evaluation is focused on all of Georgia, not just
Atlanta.
The Atlanta area.
That's right. We're in the process right now. We haven't fully completed the nomination and application process has terminated, but we're in the process presently of analyzing the information submitted by each of these companies and determining who the winners are going to be. But we have folks from all over the state of Georgia.
Wow.
Part of it is self. You can certainly self-nominate, but with a membership base of 500 corporate growth, mergers and acquisitions,
right.
business development folks, people involved in product development and the like, membership base that ACG has here in Atlanta, we have a number of our members, and we solicit our members for nominations of companies that they believe
hit that criteria. Right.
That's right, that hit the criteria, number one. You know, we also mining sounds like such a terrible thing, but we have relationships with Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce, for example. We are developing and have developed relationships with other chambers of commerce throughout the state and actively solicit them for referrals and references
right.
to companies in their region that they know about that might not necessarily be on our radar screen, because we really are plumbing the depths to find the 40 fastest growing
right.
throughout the entire state of Georgia. And so I'm happy to report that, at least based upon the preliminary information, it looks like we'll have a number of winners that are from well outside the Metro Atlanta area, again demonstrating that jobs activity and growth occurs throughout the state, and that it is a vibrant and dynamic economy here throughout the state of Georgia.
Catherine, where's the event going to be held this year?
We're real excited about that. Thanks for asking. The St. Regis in Buckhead, which is a beautiful venue.
Oh, wow. That's a terrific place.
Mm-hmm. And they're just really, they understand the importance of this, because this is highly focused on kind of not you and me. It's focused on honoring those companies and, you know, the employees of those companies for being successful, particularly in these, kind of down years.
So do those winners bring more than just their chief executive officer to the event?
Oftentimes, they're so excited to win that they buy a table at the event. And last year, we even had one company that bought two.
Wow.
And when the person went up there, they were hooping and hollering.
Clapping, screaming.
Yeah, and they proudly display their you know, award in their lobby. So it's a pretty exciting, high-energy event.
So that's a lot of representatives from each company that are going to be at the
right,
event.
Right.
How's the event going to be structured in terms of interaction with companies? And just tell me a little bit more about the event itself.
Well, we're going to have a general reception at the front of the event, and then we will go in for dinner. And during the dinner, those nominees will be, they're kind of ranked as to who are the top winners in this group, and each company will be recognized. So really, people from corporate America will be sitting all throughout the venue. It's not isolated to one versus another. And it will be a high-class event where we honor them. They are recognized.
Now, you mentioned that you haven't quite got the 40 yet nailed down, but is there opportunities for people that want to get involved maybe as sponsors, or are those kind of opportunities available for this event?
I am so glad you asked that. This year I have the distinct honor of being the chair of the sponsorship committee.
Okay.
And we do have several different levels. We have a diamond sponsor who has signed up, a gold sponsor, silver sponsorships, bronze, and then someone can buy a table.
Okay, so there are opportunities if people want to get involved in the event that's still available.
Right. I'm still looking for sponsorships. Tell them to call me.
Well, tell me a little bit about what some of the benefits of being a sponsor would be.
Well, one benefit is that you'll have direct interaction. And at the higher levels, you'll even have an opportunity to come to the VIP reception that is reserved for the company winners, so that you'll directly be able to interact with them.
Is that different from the other reception that you mentioned?
Yes. I mean, we are having a VIP reception, and we will have several company representatives there, so you'll have one-on-one, hopefully,
opportunities to network with these
fastest-growing
right. companies in Georgia.
That's right. And those individuals, I think we can all learn from during that experience, as well as we are creating a book that tells about each one of the sponsors. They'll have an opportunity to advertise in that book. It depends on the level that they will choose. And so that will be a really nice takeaway. We call it a program, but it's much more than that. It's spiral bound and easy to carry around.
I don't know about you guys, but if I wanted to meet a company, I can't think of a better place to do it than at a VIP reception at the St. Regis,
right,
where you've got people captive. And
is the VIP event that's prior to I guess you're doing a gala of some sort?
Yes, it's private invitation only.
Mm-hmm. The day of the event?
Yes, it is the day of the event immediately preceding the general reception.
Oh, so you get, how much time do you know about?
About an hour.
Of private time? Wow.
Yeah, hour and a half.
So that's a wonderful opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's fun for them is that they will have an opportunity throughout the night to have their photo taken. And what happened last year is that whole companies were lining up having their photos taken and very excited to do so, and they framed them. So it's really a fun event.
Cool.
Absolutely.
So that event's happening in June. Do you have anything else on your calendar upcoming?
We have a number of events. You know, going back to the broader discussion, in addition to these two events, which are two of our several marquee events throughout the year, we also sponsor a golf tournament that I want to say the date has moved a little bit, and I apologize for not knowing, but I want to say it's May the 17th, I believe, is our golf event coming up. We have a members-only, another advantage of the ACG membership is we have an extensive wine tasting that actually has evolved over the years, and we do that routinely in the fall of the year, usually in September. So we're in the process of planning that event, which is a great networking event as well, and it really sort of kicks off our program year usually in July and August, because those are heavy holiday and vacation months. We tend to not schedule programming during those months. So the August event the wine tasting has really become the kickoff event for the ACG programming year, and everybody looks forward to it. And it was a credit to Catherine and Dominic Mazzone, our current president, and others who really came up with the idea for that event as a way to say thank you more broadly to the membership with a terrific event. We've historically had it at the King Plow Arts Center, which is a wonderful venue, as we all know, and we've all enjoyed that over the years. Then, of course, there are breakfast events, which we refer to as our ACG Academy breakfast. that tend to be more nuts and bolts and more practical discussions.
Is that like a monthly or?
Those currently are scheduled four times or so throughout the year, and they focus either upon an industry or a particular topic. For example, our upcoming event is going to be on the business of firearms. We've held programs on international expansion, the banking crisis in Georgia. We've actually timed that one pretty well from a currency perspective. So there is a myriad of topics that we have for the breakfast meetings, as I said, which tend to be more nuts and bolts and practicalities of how you do business in a particular way, a particular geography, et cetera. The dinner events, on the other hand, tend to be of a couple of different characters, a couple of different nature. They are either CEOs, CFOs, chief development officers, folks like that who have been engaged in a particularly interesting transaction. They've had themselves a particularly interesting growth story through either acquisition, organic growth, product development, product extension, things like that. Or they're simply a dynamic speaker. And well known, and we've had the who's who of Atlanta business, both small and medium and large, who've come to speak to our group. The other types of events that we have at the evening, again, because of the nature of this organization, tend to be somewhat networking focused. One that we all enjoy, I think, is it's perhaps become not unlike the national holiday that the Super Bowl has become, is the college basketball tournament, March Madness, leading up to the Final Four, et cetera. And we have historically timed over the last two or three years an event around the kickoff of the NCAA tournament that tends to be networking focused and derived and really created simply to allow for networking and sharing the experience of great college basketball.
Now, you mentioned some of the members that are members of the group are accounting, legal, banking, is that the profile? Is that those three groups? Are they the primary, what a member looks like? Or
a member,
how would you describe them? If a listener's listening and they're thinking about joining this, how would they identify themselves?
Well, I think also a company that is looking to grow by transactions, they need to be connected to these leaders in this space. So I know at Capital Connection, I took five guests two or three years ago, and they've all become members, and they've all done transactions since then. So that's an indication of how, when they know what their goal is in their company and they have a strategy, whether it be to exit or to acquire someone.
Right.
So those would be the kinds of members that we would look for. And naturally, when you have that core, service providers will also, we have printers, we have recruiters.
Right.
We have insurance companies. The whole gamut. And what's interesting about each one of the events is, of course, not all 500 come to every event.
Sure.
Although the Capital Connection, we had around 1,000 people. And so that, and they fly in for that. Private equity groups do, et cetera.
Right.
So we have a lot of private equity members as well looking for that deal, looking for that company. And so people know that, and we're just connecting.
Right. So if you're if you are part of a company in kind of a high growth mode, it's a good place to hang out. There's lots of resources for you there.
Right. Right. And that way you're hearing about companies that may be looking to sell.
Right.
And you're also preparing and learning what your exit strategy will be just by being around stimulating people that are.
Right.
Very dynamic.
So you find your clients benefit by being members?
That my clients absolutely do. I always encourage them to be members.
What about you, Greg?
The same sort of response from clients. At some level, it's the 6 degrees of separation, right? They know Mike, they know Catherine, they know me, and they say, I've got a particular problem, or I need a contact. At company X, or I'm looking for a service provider that does something that we don't have a direct relationship with. Can you help us with that? And that is, I find that candidly almost as useful and as helpful as the direct business benefit, which takes longer time to develop and the like. But we all call upon one another, and I think ACG is an incredible calling card, really, that you pick up the phone and you identify yourself as a member of ACG from the Atlanta chapter, and you're calling somebody in Boston because you are looking for an accountant that can handle a particular type of problem,
right?
Or somebody who is on the risk management side, and you can get referrals, and people will take your phone call because you have that commonality of experience, because you have that commonality of participation. And that, I think, is one of the true unseen benefits.
Right. So this is it's a group that you don't dread going the meetings coming up. This is a meeting you're excited about attending.
I think that people are genuinely excited mm-hmm. about attending, and it's not like other groups, which is a great mm-hmm. observation, Lee, that, you know, some groups you go, yeah, I'm a member of this group. Mm-hmm.
Do I have to show up?
Do I have to show up this time? Right. I think we don't engender that type of reaction because, again, it's all about the people, the friendly, outgoing, open.
Right.
And we also try to keep it fresh with topics of interest, guests of interest, and events of interest. And that really is what drives membership, number one, and participation in the events itself.
So if somebody wanted to become a member or learn more about the events, what is the best place to find that information? Do you have a website?
We do have a website, not surprisingly. ACG.org/Atlanta mm-hmm. is the local website. ACG.org is for the global organization, and you can link through to the chapter there, and you will find a wealth of information about ACG Global, the Atlanta chapter, what ACG Global offers as benefit, what the Atlanta chapter offers, upcoming events, leadership, who you can contact if you have questions, you know, ranging from, you know, the president to other members of the board.
So I can vote for you there? Can I go online to vote for you there?
We haven't actually opened voting yet.
I can't vote early.
Not as early today, but hopefully we won't have too many Mickey Mouse write-ins, right?
Hey, Catherine, going back to the Fast 40 event, how do people learn more about that event in particular?
Well, they can go to our website, and we have a banner there, and it will take them right to it, and they can register for it there probably in the next 2 weeks. Is that right, Greg?
We'll be opening registration within the next week or two.
Right. So just like all of our events, it's you just go to acg.org/Atlanta and you can register for any of our events or look at the upcoming events. And typically, if you can't find a list of them, they're in our preceding month's newsletter that is posted.
Now, for sponsorship, I assume someone would call you directly, though?
Oh, they can call me directly, yes. I would love to talk to them. And we'll be sending out an email blast to all of our members within the next week. But in addition to that, we will have that information on how to be a sponsor posted on our website.
Great.
Well, thank you all very much, Greg. Pleasure having you here. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Lee.
All right. Well, that wraps up another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. Thank you so much, Mike, for putting this together.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
As always, you can find out more information about our show on atlantabusinessradio.com. We will see you next week.